This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Song that Darlene loved and Cher did last night. This is her, I think, signature Christmas song. She does Christmas tours every year, Darlene Love, from pretty much around Thanksgiving until Christmas Day. Every night she's out. And this is the song that everybody wants to hear. So crank it up there, James, please. Christmas. Who doesn't get goosebumps?
I love
listening to this
so much.
Right? You like it? This is. And then the sax guys out there. Last night on the special, the guy that was playing the sax was in a Santa Claus outfit. How appropriate was that? Okay, welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner is here with me to grace the airwaves with thoughts, ideas, mental, physical, spiritual, all that good stuff. I was looking at the NASA website. You know me, I'm always nosing around. There's something about that place. It's like a magnet for me. Because I think it offers so much hope. You know, there's so many things that have happened. We think we're so important, and yet we're just nothing. In the history of not mankind, the history of mankind is very short, 300,000, 400,000 years, maybe. And so you look at the planets and what goes on and thinking that here we are as residents of the planet, but are we really? Or are we, in terms of the NASA model, we're on a big spaceship here, boys and girls. Earth is a huge spaceship. And we are here, we're kind of passengers here. We're passengers and crew
moving
on the spaceship
fast.
Earth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right, exactly. I swear, I had to get up last night in the middle of the night, and I'm going to the bathroom, and I'm looking out the window, and there's this bright light that's just above the horizon, and it's moving much faster than anything else. And you know that has to be the space station. Because it changes its trajectory all the time. Mm-hmm. But imagine having that opportunity. But then think about it, we all do.
Satellites up there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But we all have that. We're crew members. It's the good ship Lollipop or the good spaceship Earth. Right? And so we have lots of things that we do that are for the benefit of mankind. And sometimes we have a few things that are beneficial. And then maybe the same tool is not so beneficial. I think about smartphones in that way. I went into the Verizon store last night because my iPad, I dropped it on the ground and broke the thing, you know, the cover, and I wanted to get it replaced. But I also wanted to straighten out because Verizon is such a horrible company to deal with. You have to go. I went into the Verizon store on Sunday on Santa Monica Boulevard because I wanted to get a bigger. I've had the first iPhone I got the first year, not iPhone, iPad, that they had them. That's kind of a something or other that, you know me, I'm not a technical person, and I don't
want
to
be. Wait, like the very first generation of iPad?
Very first generation of iPad I have, and I still have.
It's completely obsolete. You can't even use that thing.
Well, you can if you tie it into Wi-Fi at a hotel or someplace.
But the apps still work. I had a first-generation iPad, and it basically became a giant rectangular paperweight because I couldn't use any of the apps without. It got to a point where I couldn't open an app without getting the latest software, the update of that app. But then I couldn't get the update of that app unless I updated the actual software, because the software I was running wasn't compatible. But I couldn't update the software because my iPad was not eligible for that said software.
Well, they're the biggest screw zone in the world. Verizon has an Apple as well. Maybe even more Apple than Verizon. Verizon's service, they just suck. But they're not, they don't develop anything. They just sell stuff. As when I went to the Verizon store on Santa Monica Boulevard, I said, I want to buy the biggest one that you have. I don't want to have a laptop. I just want to have an iPad. And then we started to talk about what they had. Well, they were out of stock. And I said, so can you fix this one here? Do something? No, we don't fix anything here. I looked at him. I said, it says Verizon over the door. Yeah, but that's so we sell stuff. We don't want to fix anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I believe they're not even allowed to do Apple stuff. Like, if there's something wrong, 9 times out of 10, they will say you need to go to the Apple store first.
Yeah. Well, actually, you can go to a Verizon, the whole, the, what do they call them, ancillary stores or something.
Oh, yeah, like the major, because they have, what are they, the satellite stores?
It's satellite, yeah. They don't belong to Verizon. They belong to private retailers. And the guy here in Framingham is very good. And so I went back, I saw him last night, and I ordered one of the things, and he was going through, and we remembered what he did to fix up the account and what they've messed up with it since then. It just is incredible. And I think about how bad Verizon really is and how difficult Apple is to deal with. But that wasn't really the purpose of my discussion. I was thinking about this town in Ireland that I read about on the plane coming back the other night that has banned, well, they have a smartphone ban. And maybe as I looked at it, I was thinking, oh, this is a way to balance the use by children of a smartphone. So let's just think about this for a second and see if we can't, maybe if this idea doesn't resonate with you as a parent, because I think that there's a real danger. Miles at will be 9 this next month, and he's beginning to understand how to use the tools. His father and mother both have iPads, and they both have laptops because they use them at work, and they have iPhones and stuff, so he sees them. And so what he's done, what he understands that there is good collaboration. And I guess there is one child in his class that has a phone already. Can you imagine at 9? The youngster's got a smartphone, but they don't allow them to use them in school, so who knows why they bring them. I think in many schools they've been just banned. They're trying to get a ban here in Framingham in high school, and they don't seem to be able to do it because the kids ignore it. There's no punishment for it. Say again, Jay.
Well, oh, I was saying, when it comes to having your phones in school, if you can keep it, I understand as a parent wanting to have your child with a cell phone when they are away from you, but if they can't keep it securely in their backpack or in their coat pocket, if the temptation of to play with it, it can be very distracting, and it takes away from actually learning.
Well, the whole idea of when to introduce a smartphone, at what age, that's something that is debatable. You're the parent, you have to figure that out. But this town in Ireland has been grappling with this challenge for quite a long time. And they've created, they all got together, they took a vote on it, in an election, to create a town-wide no smartphone code. They're trying to alleviate the pressure, the peer pressure that's associated with using smartphones and youngsters. So there's a teacher at one of the schools in town who was interviewed, and that's what I was reading here. She said parents, even at the junior high school level, are already getting worried about what age their children will be asking for and then when you should give them a smartphone. See, I don't think there should be a lot of discussion about it. It's, no, you can't have one. See, your driver's license, you can get a smartphone and a driver's license maybe on the same day. That's not how they came up with it, by the way. But the, in Ireland, they have done a lot of research into this, and they found that a concerning link between smartphone use among children and mental anguish among children. This is not new stuff. Mental health of young, the younger you introduce, the bottom line here is, the younger you introduce a youngster to an iPhone or a smartphone or this sort of communication,
the phone's not the
more,
problem. It's the social media.
Well,
social
whatever media it is, but you have access to it.
That's what's
right.
the problem.
But mm-hmm. but then how do you mitigate if you don't have the, unless you put a block on the, I don't know, can you do that? I suppose you could, to not mm-hmm. allow, in some circumstances, the use of any of the social media things like X and
Instagram and all of
Instagram,
that.
Instagram, Facebook.
One of the things, as a parent, you also don't have to give, like when you give your child something, you can still maintain that it is yours and you are letting them use it. Therefore, you still have control over it. You get it back whenever you want. You can ask for it back. You can check everything. I feel like it's whenever a parent says, okay, this is your phone, this is your personal property, then there could become some of that battle of like, well, you can't touch my personal property kind of situation when a parent does want to monitor things. Just keep it as it's your own and you're letting the child use it.
So they have a town-wide agreement in this Irish community that bans the use of smartphones by anybody under the age of 12. Now, see, I would make it a little older, but at least that's something that's a standard. So
is that one in public or like period overall,
no,
even in the privacy of your
own
home?
Just, they have voted on in a public election to not allow anybody. Now, is this constitutional? If we did this over here, somebody would say, oh, that's unconstitutional. You can't. And yeah, I get that argument. But at some point, somebody's got to draw a line in the sand here because the more and more the younger people are, you know, a lot of parents do it because it's like a babysitter. It's handy, convenient, instead of them doing parenting. Ah, here you go, Sonny. Here's something for you to play with that'll ruin, it make mincemeat out of your brain. But it's okay.
It's also an educational tool when used properly. There are some
great
stamps on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
then you got
to teach
them.
You're engaged and with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't just give it to them. You give them guidance because that's what parents are supposed to do. Hello, right? You sound like an old fogey. I do. I sound like a responsible parent. Thank you. And I guess I'm glad I didn't have to deal with this when my children were growing up, frankly. But I can tell you what to do is a good idea. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more. Coming to a city near you. Go to TSOtickets.com for info. A heartwarming tale of redemption, accompanied by TSO's electrifying music and visual effects. The ultimate rock holiday phenomenon. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more. A legendary blend of rock, classical, and holiday music for the entire family. Coming to a city near you. Go to TSOtickets.com for info. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Three after the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This portion of each hour is devoted to social media in one way or another, some of the gossip that appears on the various technologies. But then we also talk about the tech itself. Here's something that I had this that was talking about going to Verizon, making a couple of stops at a couple of stores over the last couple of days. And one of the things came up in our conversation with what is what Google is doing. I don't know whether you and I talked about this on the air or off the air, but I know I've talked to several people about the Google accounts and what they're going to do. They have announced that if you have an account that hasn't been used or signed into for, what, the last couple of years, see you later tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Right. So what about if you got a lot of pictures?
Well, that's what there's, that's what they're saying. If you have an account that you're trying to keep but you don't really use it, make sure you sign in by December 1st, starting December 1st, and then sign in at least once every 2 years.
No, that's not a big deal.
To keep your account, So that's there. If you go longer than 2 years, then it's considered an inactive account. I feel like if you go longer than 2 months, that's an inactive account.
Well, the thing that bothers me about the Google accounts and also Apple Pay and all the others, I forget the passwords. And so, you know, you got the password for this, another password for that. I don't have them written down anywhere. I suppose maybe that's my problem. I should be smart enough to write them all down. But then where do you put them? Where do you keep them?
Exactly. And then there's always a data breach where you have to redo a password or reset a password. And before you know it, every time you're logging into your account, you're doing forget password or forgotten password, resetting a password, just to log into your account every single time.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so the word to the wise here is if you value your Google account at all and you haven't used it for a while, you better go sign in before tomorrow.
Write letters by stamps.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Here we go.
So Jay, in the wonder of her mind, posts things, sometimes statements, sometimes questions, for which there are answers or input from you, the listener. So she cleverly posted a big sign that said, good morning on it. That was it. Good morning. And
good
morning. We probably had more response to that. Everybody, okay, yeah, good morning. Jason here says, good morning from the graveyard shift. Because we heard, it sounds like the haunted, what is that, the Monster Mash?
Oh,
The graveyard shift, yes, right. All right. Let's see here. Tina Duncan says, good morning. Love your show. Thank you, Tina. We're happy to have you along. Here's John Whitehead. Good morning from Jackson, Tennessee. Hello, John. Debbie Selby says, good morning. We are traveling from Arizona to Reno, kind of backward traveling. We're going to see our children and celebrate our youngest grandchild's fourth birthday. That's cool.
That's
Greg
great.
Donahoe says, let's see here. Why isn't the TSO entry information there? That's a good question. Do you have that posted, Jay? I didn't
we
ask
can put
you
it, Yeah,
that.
We'll put it on social media.
Yeah. So if you haven't, do we have it or are we going to put it up there so we have it?
Oh, put it up.
Yeah. All right. And for those
good
of you who are wondering
out,
what we're talking, yeah, Greg, thank you. You can be the assistant program director of the Good Day program. You don't always remember don't always remember what's what. When I was talking, Jeff said, I love the Paul McCartney story on the plane. I've told that story a number of times, and what he's referring to is me traveling on the Concorde across from London to New York a number of years ago, and I sat next to McCartney, and we talked the whole way over about his career, my career, his children, you know, that kind of stuff. It was a great conversation. He's a very, very good guy. So anyway, let's see, who else has said?
I would have blacked out. Like, after I was done talking to him, I would have been like, what just happened? I don't remember any of it suddenly.
Yeah. Well, the most fun, when we got off the plane, he was greeted by, you know, the British Airways greeter. There was a young lady who came over to me. She said, will you ask Paul McCartney if I can have his autograph? And I said, no, but I'll bring you over to him, and I'll introduce you to him, and you can ask him yourself. So, that's what she did. But anyway, thank you for your responses always on our various social media at Good Day Networks.
Is there still too much month left at the end of the money? I'm Holland Cook with the Inflation Hacks. Okay, you refinanced your mortgage back before rates went up. Walmart is now your grocery store and you're buying in bulk. But before you go there, you hit the dollar store. You went online to see how much your car is worth, and the app asked if the tank was empty or full. How else to make ends meet? On our blog, Kevin says, I've been trying forever, but this is what it took to quit smoking. He says he went to a hypnosis seminar, and it worked. He says, I feel great, though many ex-smokers gain weight. Kevin says these supermarket prices kind of help. And Tricia shares that she bought stock in an oil company at the beginning of the pandemic, and it quadrupled in price. But she says, now I have to sell it to buy gas. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to, but it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now, so when you buy that proven 90-day supply...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Israeli Defense Forces are reporting Hamas did not provide Israel, by 7 a.m. local time, a list of hostages to be released today. Additionally, Hamas fired rockets at Israel. In response, IDF says it has renewed its attacks to wipe out the terrorist organization Hamas in Gaza. According to a new report, the Biden administration pressured YouTube to target alleged misinformation relating to the COVID-19 vaccines. Back in April of 2021, President Biden's former director of digital strategy, Robert Flaherty, emailed Google team members to connect and combat vaccine hesitancy, but also the goal was to crack down on vaccine misinformation. Documents obtained by the House Judiciary Committee show that the White House decided what was misinformation. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Bells will be ringing. This sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
If you have the blues. No blues. I'll be home for Christmas. It's like the Eagles, the Electric Light Orchestra. You're familiar, Jay, with all those groups, right?
I am dating myself.
Yeah.
No, no. I know what you're talking about.
Around your house, I would think to be your father and mother would dig that stuff. They'd have it playing.
I grew up with like the trendiest music and then also listening to all of the oldies. Right there with you. From the 50s on.
Yeah, my children will tell you they're the only ones in their class that knew all of the 50s songs, because at that point when they were growing up, they were born in the 70s, and I was, when Megan was born, I was still playing music because I was a jock from 65 to 74, and then I started doing talk, so Brendan never really heard me do any music stuff, but he was, they both were exposed to lots of music as they grew up because we liked having it on in the house. It's just part of life. Isn't it amazing? Think about that. Think about how much of a part what would your life be like if it wasn't for music? And what it does to empower you. All of the focus that's been on music. Look at all the time we spend talking about people like Taylor Swift. She's just a musician. But that doesn't just a whatever. I mean, think about
what
all the people.
What makes somebody a troubadour?
I don't know. I don't know. Is that a traveling musician? Could be. Something along that line. I honestly don't know. Heard the term a lot. Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of music, don't forget our Trans-Siberian... I was going to say the Trans-Siberian Highway. There is a Trans-Siberian Highway, by the way. This is about the orchestra, though, and the fact that they're touring, and we have these TSO CDs that we're giving away every time we play some Trans-Siberian music, Christmas music. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 855-999-3684. Do it more slowly, will you please, Doug? Yes, I will. 855-999-Doug, or 3684, okay? So the first person that we don't play games, the first person calls gets the CD, and then you become automatically eligible for the drawing next week. We'll give you a wired or a wireless, or I guess this has both, this, right? This Audio-Technica Bluetooth wireless belt-driven stereo turntable. Pretty cool audio. It's really, when I'm on the plane, I wear those Bose noise-canceling speakers.
Oh, those are great, yes.
Oh, my God. They really do. They do the trick, man. They really do. I was thinking about you, Jay, and how important you are to the lifestyle, to the thinking of people who listen to this program. You certainly influence me, you and Jennifer, and Victoria, too. All the ladies that I've had over the years, Hillary Kramer, Nancy Skinner, Mary Beale, go back to a list of people who have been on the air. But you, because of, I guess, maybe who you are and what your ethic is, I think, was it yesterday, the day before, I asked you about Gloria Steinem and whether she was still alive. That was the last couple of days, right? I was thinking about, for some reason or other, we get off into a subtle conversation about
feminist Jennifer movement. Had that conversation, yeah, and female empowerment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So I was thinking to the obvious question here is what makes you confident? What makes a woman confident? And I'm talking about feminine wisdom here now, sharing it and being able as a character, the strength and determined and yada yada. Now, would I ask this question about a man? Nope. I don't think I probably would. Because it doesn't. I have always been a fan of strong women. I think there's something very. I don't mean to sound goofy, but there's something. There's kind of an aphrodisiac in someone who has a strong physical presence and a mental presence and just that
energy,
whole,
that aura.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know how you define feminine energy. For me, it's a combination of all kinds of things. And I don't know what you think makes a woman confident. What is the, in your mind, if I were to say, Jay Kirshner, what makes, not you, but somebody, a friend of yours, maybe your mother, what do you think makes a woman confident in her capacity to be her, we use the term true self, I suppose, here mm-hmm. and there's jargon.
I think acceptance, really. I think acceptance goes hand in hand with confidence because you accept who you are. You mm-hmm. accept what you are. You accept your strengths. You accept your faults. Confidence is not afraid to ask for help. Confidence is not afraid to ask questions. And I think that accepting the fact that you are allowed to ask questions goes with it. Accepting that you, like with body and everything, accept you don't have to be necessarily vain or a narcissist or anything, but if you accept your body for the strengths that it has and even accept the downfalls, I think that that's a big step towards confidence. Mm-hmm.
All right. There you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have to add anything to that. My question didn't deserve an answer from me. It deserved an answer from Jay. And there it is. That encapsulated very, 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 very well. You know what I'm finding, and nosing around. I'm not a big Christmas shopper, as you know. But in going to the stores, I'm seeing a lot of, especially the smaller local stores that I happen to spend more time in than the big box stores, there are incentives. It's subtle, but I wonder if other people have noticed that this year, that cash, you know the old expression, cash is king?
Mm-hmm.
There are stores that are offering further discounts if you pay in cash. Now, and even unless you're dolted, you know that that is, if you're a small store operator, you want to have the cash because you can put it in your pocket. You don't have to pay taxes on it as long as you don't run it through the register. But if you run it through the register, there's a record of it, and so then you're held responsible for it. But I found it interesting just to look at and see how many local. There's a hardware store that I've seen touting it. I've seen a drug one of my eyes. See, I don't go to the big box stores here. I mm-hmm. have a little pharmacy that I go to that has three stores, and the hardware store has two stores, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So you see it in the local pizza joint, but they always are saying cash. The pizza sells more. You realize more pizza gets sold. Talk about Christmas. More pizza gets sold between now and the 1st of January than the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Put together, I find that fast. No, it goes up to the Super Bowl. Sorry. From now until the Super Bowl, more pizza is sold than, and it probably holds for other snacks too, but more for pizza. And then, how many of you ordered a pizza last night? How many of you saw an ad, a national ad for like Domino's or a local ad for some, you know, we have a famous pizza. It's called Famous Pizza here in Saxonville. And they have the best. Now I've gotten off onto the, cauliflower crust.
Oh, yeah.
They make it, it's good. There's no gluten, obviously.
Those are delicious.
Ah, fabulous. Cheeses and stuff. Fabuloso. Here's the story that I found sad. All right? There was a captive elephant. You know, a lot of people are trying to release the elephants, bring them back to their native habitat. This elephant was defined as the world's saddest elephant. He was in the Manila Zoo for 23 years, and the veterinarian said that she had developed cancer. You know, we always think about cancer as being a human thing, but mm-hmm. dogs develop it. I've had cows with cancer, and here was this big, beautiful elephant. There's something about elephants that gets me right in my heart. There's something about seeing some poaching SOB that shoots an elephant and stands over. I want to shoot him.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so this was the only captive elephant in this country. Lived alone in the zoo for decades. You can't do that.
Elephants are not animals. Solo creatures.
You can't have animals alone. You know, I have a dog that's my dog, but she's kind of like a human. You know, I don't need another dog for her. But most of the people that I know that have dogs want to have more than one. You have your dog and good companion for your children, but have you ever had two at the same time?
I probably have the only dog that doesn't like other dogs.
Oh. Okay, well, there you go. All right, so a moment of silence for this lovely, lovely, lovely elephant. Mm-hmm.
Shame on the humans that kept Molly.
Yeah,
captured in solitude for decades on top of decades.
Also in the dead zone, he said, sounding like, oh, what's next here on the the Good Day program? Apparently one person was killed. Military aircraft crashed into the sea near Japan. This is the northern coast of Japan. Coast Guard confirming that they had the information about the crash near Yakushima Island, 130 miles south of Kyushu. I don't know where any of these places are, but maybe somebody does. These are training exercises. These are, you know, a lot of the stuff is classified, so you don't really know what they were doing up there anyway. But there was another accident where a plane crashed into the sea a week or so ago? Wasn't it in Hawaii?
Yeah, there was one in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Everybody was fortunately okay in that one.
They got all right in that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's another one from the dead zone. A groom and his bride and her family wedding reception just hours after they got married. I now pronounce you man and wife. And then the coroner comes in and says, I now pronounce you all dead. This guy, there's obviously something really wrong here. After the wedding reception is over, he leaves the reception, the groom, comes back into the reception room with a gun, kills his wife, kills her mother, kills her sister, kills another guest, and then he kills himself. Anybody know why? Nope. Nobody knows why. So, you know, this is... Unga bunga. And I thought it was interesting here in New England. The Boston papers have this morning the story about the yellow flag law up in Maine. Remember a couple of weeks ago that mass shooting in Lewiston?
Yeah, the two different locations.
Right, yep, mm-hmm. Right. So now there's a law in Maine that restricts access to guns during a mental health crisis. And the use of this has gone way, way, way up. The state attorney general says that the number of reports up 30% of all weapons, that is, people have been reported who have guns, apparently, and who knows whether they ought to have them or not. Now, is this one of those things, Big Brother, like the tax guy, if you see your, see something, say something? I don't know. But you can imagine how people are going to react after all of this shooting, these children and adults. They have the yellow flag legislation. Right, yeah. Slow down the usage of guns, and let's check out. This confines people to who have had problems to not be able to use their guns. All right. Sounds realistic to me. 48 after here on Good Day.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Seems like it's the time of year to be wishing Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to people. 53 past the hour now. Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. And yes, it is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all the good blessings that go with having the job that you have and the way that you help people. It's really, I think, a fabulous thing. When you do good things, I think when you do here, I'm getting a couple of adverbs here, Elizabeth, doing well at doing good things. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday, and so Calitrin, da-da-da-da, to the rescue, right?
Right, that's right. Yes. Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody too. But yeah, that's one of my favorite parts about the job that I have is I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Calitrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You do feel good. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Calitrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again. I'm able to move more. I'm exercising again. I'm eating a little bit less. I'm making better food decisions, better food choices. My joints are less achy. So all around when you're losing the weight, carrying around less weight, you just feel better. You feel like your old self again.
One of the great things also is the way things are arranged. We go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. You can see all of the various bits and pieces of the story that Elizabeth and I don't have time to tell you when we have these visits. But there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts, and they fill them up. And I was just looking, you have that same cart approach, so the people can go in, look what they're doing, they can buy stuff, and if they think, oh, wait a minute, I want to buy this, or they want to buy that, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calidrin. Calidrin's number one, your signature product, but there are other things in there that sort of go hand in hand with Calidrin, like the blaster that seems to go.
And you know, we even have Calitran consultants who will put together custom packages for you too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, you know, like you mentioned the belly blast, you know, the Calitran is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism. We do have some additional products that are great complements to the Calitran, like the belly blast. So if you tend to carry your weight in your midsection, it's got some ingredients that target the midsection. We've even got, you know, a starch blocker that's great for the holidays, and we'll put together custom packages, you know, where you save big money and get exactly what you need to lose the weight and feel better. So I love what I do, and I love our coworkers, and everybody that works here has been working here for a long time. So everybody's really good at their job, and we like helping people.
Well, that's got to say something about the company as well. I was just looking at the story of a woman who lost 35 pounds, and it looked like she was in her mid to late 30s. She decided she wanted to be, I'm not sure she was a bodybuilder, but that's what happens to a lot of men and women. When they lose weight, they start working their muscles, and they find they like what they see and how it feels. And actually, as you get older, you need more muscle to hold your body together. And so there's an incentive here to do that sort of thing. Also, in terms of payment, I know that there are plans, and I don't, you know, if we spend a few seconds on what happens with Afterpay to encourage people to not be shy about ordering, I think that's important this time of year.
Especially this time of the year, too, because, you know, you feel kind of guilty if you're buying something for yourself. But we do have Afterpay available on the website, which I believe it comes out maybe every 2 or 3 weeks. And then we also can customize payment plans by phone, and we can split up your payments. Like if you ordered a big package, we can split up your payments and do it, every we can have it monthly. So you can split it up between 2 and 4 payments. And we can do that by phone.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.